This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. India has hit out at Pakistan for supporting terrorism, saying that Islamabad should be asked to stop terror factories that continue to launch cross-border terrorist attacks in Jammu and Kashmir. New Delhi said Islamabad has an established history of harbouring, aiding and actively supporting terrorists. This was stated by Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh in the right of reply against Pakistan during the 148th Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union in Geneva yesterday. He said Pakistan holds the ignoble record of hosting one of the largest number of terrorists proscribed by the UN Security Council. He added that Osama bin Laden, the face of global terror, was also found in Pakistan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said Article 370 was a temporary measure of the Indian Constitution and extending it harmed the nation. Dr. Jaishankar said this while interacting with the Indian community in Singapore. Dr. Jaishankar said Article 370 prevented very progressive laws from being extended to Jammu, Kashmir and Ladakh at that point. In Madhya Pradesh, a fire broke out in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Mahakaleshwar Temple in Ujjain this morning. The incident took place during Bhasma Aarti. At least 14 people, including priests, have been injured in this incident. The injured have been admitted to hospitals in Indore and Ujjain. Ujjain collector Neeraj Singh has ordered an inquiry into the incident. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav has announced assistance of 1 lakh rupees each and free treatment to the injured persons. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the fire incident in Mahakal Temple Temple Ujjain is very painful and wish for the speedy recovery of all the devotees injured in it. Congress has released a list of 5 candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. Prahlad Gunjal will contest from Kota, Ramchandra Chaudhary from Ajmer, and Sudarshan Rawat from Raj Samand constituency in Rajasthan. The party has fielded advocate C. Robert Bruce from Tirunelveli in Tamil Nadu. The UN Security Council is scheduled to vote on a fresh draft resolution calling for an immediate truce in Gaza later today. This draft is expected to demand an immediate ceasefire during the holy month of Ramadan. Earlier, Russia and China on Friday had vetoed a document submitted by the US calling it political in nature and saying that it did not clarify opposition to Israel's long-threatened ground operation in Rafah. The Philippines has summoned China's envoy to protest against aggressive actions in the South China Sea at the weekend as Manila's defense minister dared Beijing to bolster its vast sovereignty claims by taking them to international arbitration. The foreign ministry accused China's coast guard of using water cannon against a civilian boat supplying troops on Saturday at the second Thomas Shoal, which it said damaged the boat and injured some crew. The Philippines foreign minister said in a statement that China's continued interference with the Philippines' routine and lawful activities in its own exclusive economic zone, EEZ, is unacceptable. India Meteorological Department has forecast continued rain and thunderstorm activity over northeast India, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till tomorrow. Light to moderate rainfall or snowfall was observed at most places over Arunachal Pradesh, at many places over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad and at isolated places over Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh and sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim. There is a forecast of enhancement of rainfall with thunderstorm activity over western Himalayan region from tomorrow till the 29th of March. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will clash with Punjab Kings at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru at 7:30 this evening. Last night, Rajasthan Royals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 20 runs in Jaipur. In the second match yesterday, Gujarat Titans defeated Mumbai Indians by 6 runs in Ahmedabad. And in tennis, the Indian-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden advanced to the second round of the Miami Masters ATP 1000 tournament after a hard fought 3-set match against the Italian pair of Simone Bilelli and Andrea Vavasori at the Miami Gardens, Florida, United States last night. Rohan and Ebden came back from behind to secure the victory against the Italians. And with that, we end this news bulletin.